It's the 14-ton Baker Show. And here he is, your genial, smiling, singing host, 14 Ton.
Thanks a lot. Hello again. Welcome to our little early morning program at 7 a.m. here in Chicago. And it means it's
I'm not
time
to say another word. I promise I'll never say another word. Unless my audience demands it.
Good afternoon, friends. This is Matt and this is Bob and Ray. Today, Ken Wilson is sick, and so Bill Green is playing the piano. Ray Goulding is filling on the organ. And Charlie Burgoyne, as usual, is in the control room. Now, Ray, what's your first offering this afternoon? Because he hasn't had time to rehearse this at all, either. So we're off on another half hour of gay, rollicking fun and music. Our regular... It was... murder. Well, that's all there is to the organ this afternoon, I guess. You stay over there at that piano.
Well, what else is new, boss?
Well, I saw Ken and Bill playing on the street corner yesterday afternoon. Over there in Fremont and on Boylston.
Who did you
see? Ken and Bill. Well, it was a funny thing. There was just one fellow who was pranking the thing.
Oh, and then what happened?
Well, it was Ken and Bill's music coming out.
Oh, is that so?
And there was a little monkey on a string down the
I had a story on our news broadcast this morning about a little monkey named Rosa who has arrived from Chicago. And put on a spontaneous concert, so to speak, at the Logan Airport. And I'm wondering if you were referring to him.
Is that the one that they made join the Musicians Union?
Yeah, that's right, sure. Well, got any commercials today?
We've got three commercials today.
And you know why Ken Wilson isn't here?
He's sick, yeah.
Oh, what's the trouble? Bill Green hit him? Did you, Bill? Well, that's...
He presented Bill with his Christmas check yesterday, and Green hit him.
Well, I don't blame Bill for that at all. And certainly hope that...
But now it's the 14-ton Baker Show.
I certainly hope that Ken is out of it, and that he will be back with us real soon, at least within the next year.
Maybe around next August we can look for him. Any mail to go over this afternoon?
No. Except that we'd like to remind everyone, if they haven't received their Bob and Ray records, they should be receiving them this week, we hope.
Either this week or the first of next week. And also, very big news coming along later in the program about where you may purchase a Bob and Ray record, a Mary Magoon record of new fame, in a store, not through the mail as we had them before.
Oh.
So if you want, you last-minute shoppers, you want to be sure and listen to this because it's big news.
Uh-huh. Well, I know where it is.
No, I know where it is. I mean, don't tell him.
Well, don't tell me, because I know.
I'm not telling you.
Well,
I'm
you're looking
them
at me.
In there.
There's no, where?
In there.
I don't see anybody. I don't see anybody in there.
Well,
you're talking to me.
Right.
So don't tell me that. If
I'm
you want
telling
to,
them.
Send
in
them a letter.
They're in there.
Don't take up my precious radio time.
Send them a letter.
Grab it, old crap.
I don't know their address.
What?
I don't know their address.
All right. Friends, speaking of address and so forth, Mr. Wilson, or, I'm sorry, Ken, the Green has approached the piano. And he's challenging it. The piano is grimacing back at him, and I believe that together they will fight out some sort of a melody. Mr. Green and the great studio piano. Friends, listen to them, please. Remember now, don't laugh at me.
Remember, in our honor city, Drake, the phone number is unlisted.
Just remember that. Don't be laughing at Bill Green.
Maybe someday you'll be in a fix like
you. How would you like people laughing at you if you had to play the piano like this?
Go ahead. The title of the tune... We might be able to, Bill. Let's wait and see, huh? Thank you. Wonderful, Bill.
Bill, I'm wondering, if a fellow is left-handed, how does he play all the melody on a piano? Really, how does he approach it?
Well, I'm left-handed.
Are you really?
You have to learn to play with the right hand.
Most of the work is done by the right hand, isn't it? I mean, well, I would have the impression. Of course, you have an excellent left hand, Bill. I'm not inferring you don't. But, I mean, all the... it seems that most of the work is done by the digits on your right hand. I would gather that from watching.
No, I consider the left equally, if not more so, important.
Now, will you move from that upright piano selling for $89 to the more expensive...
Are you left-handed?
Well, let me have two pencils.
I can do that trick.
Can you?
Sure.
Can you write with both hands at once?
Yes, write one backwards, one forward.
Yes, but have one upside down.
Sure.
All right. Write your name.
Write my name.
Will you describe this?
Absolutely not.
Please describe
it. Nothing to describe.
Which one do you want to go with?
I'd rather describe a custard pie.
No.
This soft stuff in the middle is the custard crust.
This has got to be upside down.
Along the edge that's been scalloped is more or less the crust, so to speak. Underneath, we hope there is crust. Here, let's bite in.
What are you doing? No, I'll give up on that. That's not good.
Oh, it's like a rat.
Okay.
Oh, I've been it.
I'll have to admit, I can't do that trick.
Well, Bill, you know.
That's not a trick. That's just a matter of coordination, I suppose.
You never told us.
And brains.
Quiet!
Excuse me.
Brains.
It would appear that this was a conspiracy of course.
It's so ludicrous, though.
I would never have guessed by looking at you that you were left-handed, Bill. And to watch you play the piano, I would go on record as saying that you were right-handed.
Show us how little you know.
See, everyone's against me today. Me, the only fellow who likes Bambi.
Hey, that was pretty interesting, having John Barrymore Jr. up here yesterday, wasn't it?
Well, tell us what happened later.
He went to Atlanta, Georgia, land. He had an appointment at 9:15 in Atlanta this morning.
What
proved something?
What time did he leave Boston?
I think it's 8 last night.
Mm-hmm.
He did. And he went to Atlanta, GA, and then he's gone back home.
I remember when I wrote that song, Atlanta, GA. How I love the morning glories. That's the name I used.
Okay, look, stop. Why don't we sing that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Turtle?
That's good. We
need some.
We need more songs.
It's number one in my family's hit parade, that song, incidentally.
All right. I'll get it
for you. Rudolph, you know, he came right into his own this year, didn't he, Rudolph?
This big.
When I was a kid, there was no such animal as Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Turtle. Rudolph owes all his thanks to Gene Autry and the fine introduction he gave it.
Yes, sir. Good old Gene Autry.
Now, we need music, Bill, which means that...
Did you hear Sammy Eisen sing this the other night?
No, because he's been on a competing network.
Oh.
And I wouldn't...
Don't talk about it.
Even if he was on this station, I wouldn't listen. I'll be frank with you.
You see this line here, which is in quotes?
Uh-huh.
He sang that with a French accent. Can you imagine a French reindeer?
Yeah. It's okay. I saw Charles Boyer without a wig.
Now, Bill, if you'll go over there, please.
I saw that. He uses stay balls. It takes off that ugly fuzz.
Now, Bill has a very interesting Twinkle Toes introduction to this. Jingle bells kind of thing.
Now, my key is this. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Now, let's have the introduction.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. If you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join at any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my way tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you can have in history.
Now Johnny Marvin at the electric guitar over there.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer
and their shiny nose.
And if you ever saw it,
you would even say it glows.
All of the other reindeer
used to laugh and call him names.
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer love him as they shout out with me. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll become history.
Now a pretty picture painted by Gene and his wonder horse over there at the far end of the arena. Doing one of the most difficult tricks in...
You know, that's a cute song, just the same.
It is. Jim goes, and one that anyone can learn.
How can I come up with a cute little gimmick like that?
Well, I don't know. Here's one I wrote a year or so ago. It's been pretty popular lately. Let's listen to Bill Lawrence sing it, huh?
Chesterfield satisfy women and men. Chesterfield over and over again. Smiler, much smiler, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield, A.C.
Now, if we could have a fanfare, this is a very important announcement.
Good work. Play RCA Victor's new distortion-free 7-inch record through your own radio or phonograph.
Translation. These play at 45 revolutions a minute.
With the RCA Victor 9JY, which makes it very easy to remember. An inexpensive record player attachment. Now at the Music Nook at 707 Washington Street in Norwood. You can get it. It's the easiest, the purest operating changer ever designed. The 9JY, RCA Victor's new record player attachment. Now, see how little it costs to enjoy RCA Victor's great new system of recorded music. Get the RCA Victor thing now at the Music Nook, 707 Washington Street, Norwood. Now, this sensational attachment gives you the advantages now. Get this. The advantages of the new system. It plays through your present phonograph, radio, or television combination. It plays through your television. Right through the Sterling? I mean... How's that work?
I don't believe you can see it.
Can you see it?
I have it wired in, you said, sure.
Oh. Well, anyway, so see this RCA Victor 9JY today. Now, there's nothing expensive or elaborate about RCA Victor's new record player attachment. It can be installed easily. Simply tear down the wall in back of your present radio receiver.
Buy it on the Music Nook's easy 8-minute pay plan.
Sure. The Music Nook, 707 Washington Street, Norwood. But you can play the 9JY through your present set and still get all the enjoyment of RCA Victor's new system of recorded music. Just ask for the 9JY RCA Victor's new record player attachment.
Those small 45 RPM records story, too. They're unbreakable. There's a big hole in the middle.
That's right.
Bigger. You get a bigger hole with these RCA records than with the old.
What I like about these RCA records, the new ones with the big hole in the middle, supposing you're about to put one on the... On the player.
Get your nose. You can put your hand right through that hole and scratch your nose before you put it on there.
You know what I like
that's
about it?
That's convenient.
You know what I like about it?
That is. That's the little thing that the RCA people thought about. You see, they're a step ahead.
You know what I like about it?
What?
You can get the sons of the pioneers on it.
Bob, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
My favorite group.
Anyway, how much do they cost? $12.95.
There's a phone call here from...
How much do these records cost?
Will you take this? He wants to talk to you.
69 cents. Who? Hello?
Hello, okay, Scotland?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm out here at the Music Nook in Norwood.
Yes, sir?
I was going to ask you. I had something I called up about.
Oh, we were talking about the RCA 9JY, the 45 Sterling per minute.
Yeah, yeah.
And, as far as I know, we're doing all right with
something it. Something else I was going to talk to you about, but I can't think what it was right now, here now.
Did you,
We have photograph stuff out here, too.
I know. I was going to say, you have, of course, the...
A lot of film.
A lot of, huh?
Film.
Film?
Film.
What's that?
Cameras. Take pictures on.
Oh, yeah. You mean the stuff that goes inside, on
yeah.
which the picture is...
But there's something else I'm going to talk to you about, too.
We're going to talk about how you can order these things through the mail?
Through the mail we deliver, yeah.
Yeah, send a check or money order with the order, and it will bring the 9JY... machine to your home post paid, otherwise COD. So,
Something else, too, but I can't think what it was.
I don't know. You can also write or phone the Music Nook for a free complete list of all the 45 Revolution.
Well, I can't think of it, so.
Oh, hang on, for goodness sake.
He did.
The Music Nook is open until 9 after December 15th. Well, that's after today.
After today. From now on, they'll be working nights out there.
So drop in at the Music Nook in Norwood, and they'll take good care of you.
I know what it was he wanted to mention. They have a stock, and they're the only store around Boston that has a stock of Barry Magoon's record of mule trains.
Oh, they have?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
First 100 people who beat a door to the, beat a path to his door.
Oh, wow.
Got
it's like a big pie. I always do into that. I love those big pie ads I see in papers occasionally.
We've got a split of four ways, Bob, Ray, and Bill.
Mm-hmm. Good enough.
Equally.
Operating expenses and profits.
Might overhead.
Mm-hmm. That's a little slice there for profits.
Yeah, well, that's for Ray.
That's a very small slice for Ray. I
well,
more
Ray
than
Bob, I don't want any more.
Did you call me before on the phone?
No, I haven't called you, Bill, since I can remember since last time.
Who would ever call you on the telephone?
Well, someone called me and said, this is Bill McGrath.
No doubt it was Mr. McGrath.
I didn't
he said that.
Bill McGrath is the general manager of this friendly little...
For
all of you who don't know...
We broadcast your old friends from the Friendly Valley in Kentucky with our powerful five little waters.
If you can get us up there in New England, boy, we're mighty happy to hear about it.
Yes, sir.
And he said, Kenny has picked...
Who are you talking to, anyway?
Did you get
no one is, no one is listening to you.
Before you go any further, let me see your Apple card.
So he said I was talking.
Why don't you go back to the
I camp? Think he was right, frankly.
I don't care.
I think
I
he hit it right on the head.
You don't have an apricot, Green, so you'll have to stop talking. Go back to the piano.
There it is.
No, I'm afraid that,
I'm afraid that doesn't register with me, young man. Don't see.
How's that one?
That's nowhere, believe me. That's a bill.
How's this one?
That's
swing
that's
the camera something. Around so you can see.
Will you please go back to the piano?
Oh, here's the one.
There's the one. AK-74, free shirt.
At the piano, I like you, Bill, a lot.
But,
well,
I guess the playground.
Go ahead. Can you play the piano?
Yes.
Go ahead over there. Sure. Yes. Let me hear you play something. Play something pretty for all the folks listening in. Oh, anything at all.
Never mind. I quit.
All right, Bill. That's enough. That's enough, Bill. Why don't you use the very best wax obtainable? Beacon wax. WAX.
WAX.
Sure. Made by the Beacon Wax Company. How much does it cost? Well, here are the prices. 59 cents a pint, 98 cents a quart, $2.89 for 1 gallon. Beacon Wax people would like you to compare it with other waxes.
They'd like to have you buy it.
They would. And they'd like to have you try half on one side of your door. I mean, put Beacon on one side, and on the other, use another wax. And believe me, you'll notice the difference. Beacon is the one that looks good. I just want to make that clear. Thank you very much, Frank. We'll be grateful. Mighty grateful. Incidentally,
I climbed to the top of the rigging, and I'm about to do a feat which has never been performed successfully by me or anybody else in the world.
What is it?
I'm going to swing off over this vast arena on this trapeze, turn 14 somersaults.
Do a half note.
Land standing on my head. I demand complete silence as I do this wonderful trick. If I can do it, it'll be good. You want to describe this, please?
Thibault is standing at the top of this huge tent, friend. He's flexing his muscles, and he's about ready to jump off into the ozone.
Tell him I'm standing here in my spangles and tights.
He's standing in his spangles tight. And tight. And he's going to jump any minute.
More any soon as you blow the whistle.
When I get a whistle. When am I going to get a whistle now? What a time.
Here I go.
Thank you, people. See, Wiz, I don't know, but I... There's nothing about those acts that always thrill me and never fail to amaze me. I sit with my eyes glued on that trapeze.
I usually sit with bated breath myself.
Where is he now, boss?
He's out Houston way, I believe.
Uh-huh. Houston, Texas?
Mm-hmm.
You think I sold...
Houston, case he gets work out there.
Do you think I sold that wax, or would you like to try it?
No, I think you sold enough of it. Just had a call that they had an immediate sale of 563 right after that spot.
I'd like to repeat the prices of Beacon Wax. See, what I'm trying to do is make you Beacon Wax conscious. 59 cents a pint, 98 cents a quart, 2.89 for 1 gallon. All I can say is get Beacon Wax. Look for Beacon Wax. Insist on Beacon Wax. You will feel good again, and so will your floors. Thanks.
Maybe you have you got another song to play?
Yes, I have.
I'll relinquish the piano to Green right now. Huh?
Bill, play something rhythmic, will you? Something real fast, instrumental, something in Blue Room, something like that. What did you plan? Anything special? Okay, good. You
play
know I'm the Double Eagle? All right, we'll play something. Go ahead. Sure, good.
Yeah. Green, 14 years old, from Boston.
What is the name of that, Bill?
cockeyed up.
Oh, South Pacific, I see. It seems like it's from something else, too, as a matter of fact. It's that da 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 da. Isn't it? That's where it's from. What is that? Incidentally, she's playing now, the classical piece. Would you please write and tell us, friends, we're in a quarry here.
Quandary,
though. Oh, a quandary. And,
Well, we are in a quarry, actually.
So will you get us out of this thing and tell us, what was that thing stolen from? You see, Bob and I are...
It certainly isn't who from Sonny.
No, sir.
In a Persian market.
Now, play the other again to make sure that my ears... Oh, indeedy.
Yes,
sir.
I think Cole was thinking of that when he... Cole didn't write that, though, did he?
Yeah.
I think we've struck on something.
I think we've stumbled onto something here, friends, and it may mean nothing. But we'll keep you informed, certainly, inasmuch as we regard you all as our friends.
And we enjoy meeting you down there at 850 Radio Lane every day. Long
Tommy,
about
are you still
day.
Over at the North Station?
Still down there, eh?
What time do you go on stage, though?
About 3:30 in the morning.
Between what track? We're on what track?
Well, we're on track 14 there.
You're on track 14? Well... You mean on the track or you're on the platform?
Oh, we're on the siding there.
Oh, I see. I thought you'd run into difficulty with those high-powered things coming in.
That's right.
Well, do you have many people there? I mean,
nobody is down there, no. We're down there all by ourselves.
No relatives or anything?
Nobody.
Uh-huh. But senior...
Sometimes I'm the only one there, actually.
That's so?
That's right. Say, where can you buy that Magoon record? Out at the Music Nook, did I hear you say?
Yeah.
Norwood?
Music Nook in Norwood.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm going to run right out there this afternoon. Buy up a lot of them.
Good. Good music. And, remember Beacon Wax? Smoke Chesterfield. That day with Bob and Ray. We'll be heard again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Bill Green with our piano.
We think it will be heard tomorrow. As of now, it will.
Sure, of course, we haven't seen anybody since we went on the air, so we don't know. Maybe there have been a few plans made. I have to talk about Bing Crosby at 1:30 here, so as soon as Bill stops playing our theme, I'll tell you about him, in case you don't know who he is. Bing Crosby is a singer. He's heard on this station. And also remember, when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, Bing Brown sings WHDH at 6:15 in the evening. Well, sings WHDH at 6:15 in the evening. Paul?